Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
This segment is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the Subaru Share the Love event on now. That's Carlson Subaru, carlsonsubaru.com.
Please welcome to the Al Studio comedian Gina Yashir.
Hello,
Gina.
Hello, everybody. It's Yashere. It's got Nigerian Yashere.
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 Is that true?
Think Yashere.
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 Hooray! Who is that?
That's just a friend of ours yelling hooray.
Oh boy, Mel.
That was pretty good.
Yashere.
Yashere.
Yes. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
I think most people would recognize you from The Daily Show. That's where I know you from.
Yes, that's right. I'm the British correspondent on there. And then I've got a Netflix special out right now. I'm part of the stand-up season 2. So I'm creeping into your consciousness slowly. I'm popping up and like, oh, there's that black British chick again. There I go. Yeah.
And there she is again.
Yep.
So I want to start by saying that I recently found out you have something in common with my co-host, Vinny.
What's that, Vinny?
Oh, is that right?
Vinny wears a body condom whenever he goes into a hotel.
Oh, yeah, Vinny. You're doing it right. Yeah, I'm super...
But you're a traveling comedian.
I've seen things.
Of course you have.
I've traveled all over the world. I've seen some disgusting things. So it's got worse the more I've traveled. So now, yeah, I'm a super OCD, super germophobic. I travel with my own pillow.
Of course you do, because those pillows are people lay their faces on those pillows.
Exactly.
No, I'm not doing that.
And you know what? My fans love me so much or hate me so much. I'm not quite sure, but they send me all these videos. Have you seen those investigations?
Of course.
Oh, no. Why would they do that to you?
Exactly. Oh. There was one where they sprayed that black light stuff you can't see. And then she slept on it and sprayed yuck on the pillows and sheets and then went away. And then another journalist checked into the same room and then put the black light on, and it was still there written on the sheet. They hadn't changed their sheets.
No, they changed their sheets and they didn't change the duvet or whatever.
She told you the story.
Oh god,
the duvet they never change. I take that and just throw it straight off the bed. I travel with a cotton sleeping bag. I put that on the bed.
That's what I do.
Into that. I've got slippers for the shower, rubber slippers.
Of course you do.
Because there's fecal matter in those drains. Don't get me started, people. I got slippers for the carpet because I do not like carpet. They are so gross. Slippers for the shower, sleeping bag, pillow. Pillowcase.
I try not to do this, but have you ever found yourself without your slippers and you just have towels running the whole...
Oh, my God. High five, Vinny. High five. Oh, my God. You are like my brother.
You're telling me you guys make towel runway?
Oh, my God. You got a strip going straight to the bed.
Most definitely. I've got a towel by the bed so that if I get out in the middle of the night for a week... My feet ain't touching the floor. Towels by the bed, slippers at the end of the towel. Mm. I walk along the towel, slide into the slippers, boom.
We make a great couple.
Oh, my God. We should be married. Serious. We should be married, Vinny.
Well, you certainly, have your quirks.
It's interesting. I didn't know that about you. Yeah. And as she brings it up, I'm thinking, but you're a touring comedian, so you are dealing with this weekly.
Oh my God!
Every weekend.
Daily.
If you follow me on Instagram and Facebook, there's
I've got
a hashtag Gina's Hotel Rooms, and every hotel I check into, I do a 1-minute review of the room.
Oh,
and that's become a thing. Hashtag Gina's Hotel Rooms. I review the hotel I'm staying in here. It got a C+. So I review every single room.
That actually sounds like it's a pretty good review, considering how OCD you are.
It's not bad, not great, but not bad.
Does anybody ever get an A from
Gina? Yeah, I've had a few A's. In fact, I did a show in Toronto, and because I've got this following for the hashtag, the promoter who booked me in Toronto set me up nicely. She had a basket full of slippers, hand sanitizer, because I wipe down all the services when I come in. I've got wipes. I wipe down the door handles, the phone, the light switches, the toilet
this
seat.
This sounds expensive.
Not really. I've got it down to a fine size.
And worth it, anyway.
You say it sounds expensive, but to be able to relax and actually sleep is what's necessary.
No price too high.
Right. Indeed.
Well,
you learn a lot. All of my fans are learning from me. I'm telling you.
Give me all your handles and stuff. I want to follow you and see your hotel room reviews.
Oh, I keep it very simple. At Gina Yashere, GINAYASHERE.
I found you easy.
Yeah, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm easy to find. I don't have any of these weird handles. Funny girl from somewhere, from London, living in LA. _ I don't do any of that. Gina Yashere. Keep it simple.
I like you in hats.
Oh, yeah, I'm a hat and glasses fiend.
Yeah, I like
glasses,
you in hats.
Sneaks and jewelry, those are my things.
Are those prescription glasses that you have on right
Indeed
now?
Indeed, they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, they're nice. They're sort of a, if you're watching us on the cams here, smile for the, I think that one's yours right there. Or maybe it's that one. She's got they're sort of clear, sea glasses.
Yeah, I have an addiction to glasses. I've got a drawer full of glasses. But I always tag where I get the glasses from, and now people are starting to send me glasses.
Oh,
yeah, I get sent free stuff because I tag the people I buy stuff from, and I've got a stylist who sources me stuff.
You're an influencer. Do you have enough followers that you can be? I mean,
I've got about 40,000.
Oh yeah, you're in. No, 10,000 is all you need.
Really?
There are places you can go online and just sign up for.
Gina, it's called Popular
Pay.
I'm right behind you.
Really?
Popular Pays. You're an influencer, and depending on how many followers you have, they'll pay you to endorse certain products. It can
Hell
be anything
yeah.
from McDonald's to your glasses to your headphones.
Ooh, I might have to check
a t-shirt.
That out.
Yeah, Popular Pays.
Oh, I'm going to try that. Popular Pays. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm finding that place. Because I want all the free stuff. People send me free glasses, which is great. But when they send me free glasses, it works out more expensive for me because I have to put prescriptions in them.
Right.
So I'm like, stop sending me glasses. I've got too many now. I've got a drawer full.
And then your prescription changes, and then you have to change them all out.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm like, please don't let my eyes get any worse.
Have you always worn glasses?
I wore them from about 13 to 18, and then I stopped wearing them, and my eyes kind of corrected themselves.
Oh.
And then
Is that right? And then you forced
them?
Yeah, I just stopped wearing them. I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm bored of this now. And then I just stopped wearing them, and then my eyes were fine. But then as soon as you hit 40, my eyeballs went into menopause.
Put You're not 40.
Yeah, I know. Black don't crack.
You look great.
Thank you.
So what are those so you have readers at the bottom?
Yeah, I've got readers at the bottom. Yeah, I've got the, what they call, varifocals. I've got varifocals. You can't tell, though, because I'm not into the line. And their transitions as well.
How long have you been in the States?
I've been in the States 11 years. I came out for Last Comic Standing in 2007. I was on the same season as Amy Schumer, actually.
Oh, is that so?
Is that right?
Yeah, so I got to the final 10, and I was coming from England, so they got me a work visa, and
nice.
I was like, does that mean I can live and work in America for 2 years? And they were like, yep. And I went back to London in between the semi-finals and finals and sold my house, threw a massive party, gave away and sold everything
God.
I owned, and I was like, I'm going to America. And people were like, you're crazy, you've only got a 2-year visa. I said, I'm going to America, trust and believe. This has been my dream since I was 6. I'm out of here.
Has it really?
Oh, yeah, from 6 years old, I thought American kids had better toys.
I thought there was such,
Yeah, better toys, better candies, better bikes,
so
everything.
I was just flipping through your Instagram, and I saw that you'd posted, there's a picture of Whoopi.
Oh, yes.
And you were saying in your post, there's only a couple people I'll open for.
Yeah.
So who were what inspired you to go into comedy?
It's so funny. I never watched comedy as a kid or anything. I'm not one of these people with, you got these comedians who got an encyclopedic knowledge of comedy. I have none of that. None of it. I was an engineer before I did comedy.
Oh.
I built and repaired elevators. That's what I did.
Oh my God. Are we got an
totally
elevator
broken.
For you? Can you please fix our elevator for us?
Okay, how much you got?
I'll give you a bagel.
Done.
She works cheap. I like it.
So you weren't just like training to do that, you were doing that for a living.
I'm a qualified engineer, qualified electronics engineer. That's what I did. I was the first female comedian in Otis's 100-year history in the UK. First, the comedian, female engineer. I said comedian, didn't I?
Yeah.
Female engineer.
I didn't realize I checked that box on the Otis sign-up
sheet.
There
you go. I was like, I'm funny. I don't know about the electronics, but I'm hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was their first engineer in their 100-year history. So in the UK, not in America. I don't know about the female engineer situation in America, but definitely in England. So yeah, that's what I did. And then I did that for a few years, and then I left that that job. And then in the interim, I was like, well, people have always told me it's funny. Let me just go and do stuff that I've always fancied doing while I'm looking for another job. So I was like, I'm going to do... how it started getting into comedy, I used to do charity work and we were doing a fundraiser and people were like, we need poets and singers and dancers. So I wrote what I thought was a play with a couple of friends of mine. And then we did the play and people just laughed their asses off. Oh, can I say
that? No, you can say that. It's totally fine.
So they laughed and laughed and I was like, oh, this is comedy. I'm addicted.
It feels very good, right?
It just went from there. And eventually the other two girls didn't do it anymore and I just went, stand up. That's the only way I can do this.
Right. Gina Yashere.
Perfect.
Oh, nicely done.
So you've been making people laugh your whole life then?
Oh, yeah.
Naturally.
Yes.
And so you took to it, no problem.
Indeed.
Yeah. I'm still like confused. So the dream was to come to America? Like I really, yeah. I'm surprised. I always think of, you know, England, my lion heart, home sweet home.
Yeah, that's white English.
Let's go. I might catch a glimpse of the Queen or perhaps Harry's carrot top.
Hello. I've actually met Prince Harry a couple of times.
Have He's
a
you?
Lovely, yeah, he does this... ceremony called the Invictus Games, which is like the Olympics but for veterans, injured veterans. So I've met him performing there, and I told my followers that I'm going to meet Prince Harry. I'm going to get a selfie with Prince Harry if it kills me. And the whole night I was chasing him around. The stage was humongous. I'm chasing him and his security guard. And eventually I got him. I was like, Harry, oi. I actually called him from behind. I was like, oi, Harry. And he stopped and turned around. I was like, I've told my Instagram followers I need a selfie with you. And he's like, well, I don't do selfies. And I was like, fine. And I just pushed my phone into the hand of his bodyguard. And I was like, take a picture of me and Harry. And he did. And so when he got married to Meghan, I reposted that picture of me and Harry and said, look, he asked me first.
Very funny.
So, you must go home to England from time. You must have a lot of family there.
Yeah, I've got family and a lot of fans there. I'm quite famous there.
Are
so
you?
I go
Very
back
famous.
There and tour a lot and do TV shows and
whatnot. Our friend Scott Capurro,
Scott. I've known
Scott
him
is
for
our
years.
Us as well. He's our resident. We can't get rid of him.
Yeah,
he's constantly here.
I thought he was living in London.
He lives in London, but he is from here, so he comes. He comes. He
back
goes,
and forth.
Yeah, I think he's on vacation when he's in England, and he's here. He has a little apartment here.
I've known Scott. I've met Scott when I first started out, like 20 years ago.
I didn't realize
Scott in London.
He actually just went back to London, so you just missed him.
Yeah, well, I know Scott well. But yeah, it's been my dream to come to America since I was a kid.
And here you are, 11 years later.
Otis was an American company. Even as an engineer, I had my eye on America. Like, I'm working for an American company, I get qualified in England, and then I will transfer to the States. The plan... it's finished.
It has worked. You've done it. Your evil plan is in play.
My evil plan.
And so, now here you are performing at the Punchline.
I'm at the Punchline all this weekend. Come out, people.
It's a great club.
Tickets are available.
Oh, I love it. I've been here. Yeah, tickets is... even though I didn't expect a lot of people out yesterday, because we had a show last night, and I thought the smoke... one of my opening acts.
Yeah, welcome to San Francisco.
Struggled to get there, and I was like, oh my gosh, nobody's going to be there because of this smoke. And I got there, and it was packed, and I was like, yes!
Yeah.
So come on out, people.
Yeah, we love our comedy here.
Hey, a text here, Sarah says, 415, just tuned in. Who is this maniac?
Gina Yashere.
I'm a maniac. Come and see the maniac tonight and tomorrow at Punchline Comedy
So you've got
Club.
Two shows both nights.
Two shows tonight
and we
tomorrow.
Have actually two pairs of tickets for the Saturday 9:45.
What? You're giving away
away your tickets.
Gina. How lucky you are, people.
We'll give the callers 9 and 10, 800-400-3697. I see that you have the handsome Marcus in tow.
Marcus Osborne.
Also a regular on the show.
We love Marcus.
We do. Well, it was a delight to meet you.
You are wonderful.
You're
Thank
great.
Thank you very much. Thank you very
and
much.
And I knew that the two of as soon as I was, I was like, oh boy, these two are kindred spirit. The whole body, the body bag condom hotel
the
OCD
remote condom.
Thing.
Do never touch a TV remote control. That's all I'm saying.
Well, these
never
days
touch
we all have
a TV.
Our, a little iPad.
Travel with your Lysol wipes.
Yeah, Lysol wipes. God. And a shower cap to cover the remote control because lots of single men stay in hotel rooms. That's all I'm saying.
Yashere. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Hooman from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. And welcome to a little segment we're calling Screenshots. Our picks for the big...